Uh-huh. Oh, good. Take a seat. Yeah. No, that's fine. If you can make a call down to acquisitions and figure out what the hell happened with that manuscript, that would be excellent. Figure out who the fuck messed this up. This is not the first time this shit has happened, and I swear to God, if we lose another author like we did Caldwell, I'm going to flip the goddamn fucking table. You got it? And I'm not being metaphorical. Find that manuscript and you find out who is responsible. No! We're not gonna goddamn fire them. What am I? A wicked witch of the West? Obviously, they haven't been trained properly. You fire the goddamn person responsible for training them. Understand? And no, I don't fucking want Caesar salad with the sauce on the side. You put that shit on top, got it? I want that white shit looking like it just went through a bukkake party, or else I'm sending it back down, and this time I'm going to be doing the ordering. You and I, and everyone down in the cafeteria, don't want that. Trust me, I know what they call me, and if I have to haul my ass down there, whatever they're calling me is going to be grade school insults compared to whatever they'll call me when I'm through with them. Got it? God damn it. Sorry about that. I swear to God, this company. What did I... Oh. Yes, your quarterly review, right? Oh, it's not an issue. Also, it's none of your business. Anyway, how long have you been with us again? Only half a year. Time sure flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? So, how do you like it? Working under me. Sorry, am I coming on a little too strong? I should be more careful, shouldn't I? The last person to file a sexual harassment suit against the management walked away with a cool $2 million. It wasn't on me, by the way, just in case you were wondering. Anyways, right. You've been an exemplary employee. I've got to be honest, I'm kind of surprised you fit in so well here. I have to admit, there is somewhat of a cliquish kind of vibe around here. I don't like it. Definitely makes it harder for the new people to assimilate, but you surprised me. You've got a natural sort of charm that just seems to draw people towards you. I respect that. I honestly have no complaints about your work. Well. Except for one thing. So, you know what they call me, don't you? I'm not talking about the Wicked Witch, although I do appreciate you exchanging the B word for the slightly more user-friendly witch. That's cute. Yeah, that one, the Ice Queen. It's a stupid name, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, yeah, I guess it can be a little icy sometimes, but that's how you gotta be, to be in my position. I'm being paid a scandalous amount of money to keep this shit up. Excuse me, ship afloat, and, well, we're a business, and we are responsible to our shareholders. The only thing that matters is money and how much we can make. So, if that means I've got to be a hard ass to squeeze even a single penny more out of my employees, then I have to do it. Because that's what I'm being paid for. But this also means I'm not allowed to fraternize with the, how do you say, ground troops. Of course, that hasn't stopped people from asking me out. And I'll admit, I've been tempted once or twice, but I can't give in to temptation. You understand the position I'm in, don't you? And besides, you know the phrase, you don't shit where you eat, right? I can be a little particular about the kind of man I choose to entertain. They've got to be discreet, you know? I can't have my relationships gossiped around here. After all, I do have a reputation to maintain. The Ice Queen one, yeah. No one gets close to her. However, let's talk about you for a minute. If I'm right, you're different from the others, and I happen to think I've got a bit of a sixth sense when it comes to the opposite sex. And I don't think you're like any of the boys who have asked me up before. You're different, and dare I say, intriguing. You know, I've been watching you for a while now. You're smart, hardworking, and you have a natural charm that just attracts people. And I have to admit, I've been tempted. But yeah, like I said, no relationships in the workplace. That way lies ruin. Unless. You know, I've seen you watch me. Yeah. Every time I bend over, I know exactly where you're looking. You try to play it off. You know, be extra casual about the whole thing, but I'm a few years older than you. Gone around the block a couple more times. I've done this dance a lot longer than you have. So, can I tell you a secret? And if you tell anyone, I'll make sure you never work in this industry again. Not for me. Don't say anything. Just nod. From here on out, I don't want to hear anything from you except for yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Do you understand? And, I know you're not doing this just because I'm your boss. I had a peek at your past work experience. Had a nice little chat with, what's his name again? Stephen? Stefan? You know, that absolute asshat of a boss. Anyway, you certainly had no problems mouthing off to him. In fact, that's why he canned your sweet little ass, isn't it? Now, you're going to be a good little obedient boy for me, because you get off on this. That's right. I know your secret. So, it's only fair if I tell you mine. Right? I get off on this. Yeah. Isn't it just, like, the craziest thing? A sadist meets a masochist. Perfect fucking match made in heaven. Or hell, depending on who's asking. I know earlier I said some bullshit about being worried about you reporting my ass to HR for sexual harassment, but we both know you won't be doing that. Yeah. Because secretly, you are so fucking excited right now. Aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, you are. Don't bother lying. Not with the evidence pressed so urgently against my thigh. Crazy, isn't it? The fact that just beyond that flimsy little door are hundreds of other people, and the only thing separating us are two equally flimsy pieces of fabric. Okay, that's fair. I guess your pants are a little more durable than my panties. Ooh, speaking of which, do you like them? Uh-uh. No, don't speak. Don't say a word. You don't need to. I'd say your body says plenty. Now, there's something I want to do with you. Right here. Right now. Oh, honey. Don't give me those puppy dog eyes. I'm not that much of a sadist to insist on sex. Not at the moment. Not when my secretary's typing merrily away less than 20 feet away. What do you take me for, anyway? I'm the Ice Queen. Remember? I don't take risks. Unless the rewards are worth it. And sweetie, as cute as you are, your body is a reward. Well, now that remains to be seen. What am I doing? Oh, honey, what do you think I'm doing? Lap dance? Well, how else am I gonna test you? Yes, this is a test. I told you, didn't I? I get off on you getting off. But do you know what I love even more? I love denying people what they want most. And in this case, I can feel just how hard you are. Yeah. You want to come so badly, don't you? What did I tell you about talking? Is it a yes, ma'am? Or is it a no, ma'am? Are you seriously trying to lie to me? No. Who are you trying to kid? Me? Or yourself? We both know you're lying your ass off. I can see the sweat on your brow. I can smell the slightest ting under your deodorant, which I must commend you on, by the way. I do so love the smell of allspice. I think it's because my first love always wore it. And when we lost our virginity to each other, The smell of his sweat, the smell of his allspice deodorant is forever imprinted into my mind. Oh, trying to change the subject, are we? Why? Did you think if you got me distracted, I'd stop? Oh, sweetie. What the hell do you take me for? As if I can get distracted by such an obvious ploy like that. Just for that, I think I'm going to have to punish you. It's not intercourse if it's over close, right? Oh, look at you, trying not to burst in your pants while I just move against your rock hard cock like this. What if I wrap my arms around you? Just kind of bite your earlobe just a little. Then you can hear my voice so close to you, echoing in your mind. Oh, poor baby. You're shaking in your seat. I'm betting it's equal parts fear, equal parts arousal. Am I right, puppy? You're correct. Either yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. Good boy. You do learn fast, don't you? I do like that soft whine in your throat. Are you begging me? Oh my god, you are. You want to come so badly, you're actually begging me for permission. But honey, if I give you my permission and you do come, everyone's gonna see it, and I don't have tissues in my office. By design, of course. Can you just imagine the scandalized looks you'll get? The smirks, the leers, as everyone sees you limping out of my office with that wet spot right on your crotch. I almost want that to happen. Just to see the absolutely demoralized look on your cute little face. But let me just get off. I mean that literally. Don't look at me like that. Did you really think I was gonna let you come right here? Right now? Hell to the fucking no. This is just too much fun. I told you, didn't I? I'm a sadist. It brings me so much pleasure to torture you this way. Although, if it makes you feel any better, I'm depriving myself as well. But no sex on the office time. I'm not that trashy. At least, that's the excuse I'm using. This in no way has anything to do with the fact that I really want to give you a serious case of blue balls for the next 4 hours. Oh, and by the way, don't you dare think about running to the bathroom after this and jerking off. You do that, and I'll punish you. And unlike what we just did, what I'll do with you if you dare touch yourself, well, it's going to be leagues worse. Just imagine. What could be worse than having a hard dick for 4 hours? You can do it, can't you? Rein yourself in until 5 p.m. and everyone goes home. Except for me. No, I always stay late. You know, to answer clients, emails, and do some extra work, etc., etc. Help a new hire with their work. Well, fairly new. You know what I mean, don't you? I don't have to spell it out now, do I? Of course I don't. Because you are such a good, obedient boy. Yes, you are. Right. Then we'll have another meeting. 5 p.m. here. Oh, and bring some tissues, would you?